Seattle is growing at an unprecedented rate, and many African Americans are being displaced from the Central District, a neighborhood where they were once the majority. Jeff Shulman is an associate professor of marketing at the University of Washington. He also produces a weekly podcast about growth in Seattle. He told Catherine Banwell of KUW's race and equity team that he wanted to explore how change in the city is affecting African Americans.
I started Seattle Growth Podcast with a curiosity. You know, how are people reacting to all the changes around us? We've got the most cranes in the sky of anywhere, and we've got this pro-growth, anti-growth tension that seems to be building. And I just wanted to build a productive dialogue around the changes that we're all experiencing here.
Jeff, who did you speak with for this podcast?
I met Dr. Reverend Phyllis Beaumonte, and she is the historian at the Mount Zion Baptist Church, which is the oldest Black church here in Seattle. And she's had decades of experience in Seattle and seen the city change throughout history. Really, most people point to the 80s as when the change really started to happen. You had the war on drugs. You had the lingering effects of redlining and the FHA loans. And then comes the recession in 2009, and African Americans were hit among the hardest across the country. You start to see loan foreclosures. You start to see people moving out, moving down to Federal Way, Auburn, Renton. And you start to see different ethnicities move into those homes. As I talked to Reverend Beaumonte, the importance of community really came out. She's seeing that her own community is changing and that it's becoming more fragmented than ever before.
There are two groups. There's the impoverished group of Black people, and then there are the ones who were wealthy enough to maintain and to hold on to their property. There are a lot of judges, former judges and teachers that still live in Seattle. And then there is the poor group, people that are on the streets. I've noticed that after the gentrification process, that after most of the poor African Americans were moved out, they begin to accommodate, if you will, the white poor.
I also talked to Damon Bomar. He's a entrepreneur here in Seattle. He started a company called That Brown Girl Cooks, which is a culinary collective. They do pop-ups. They do catering. Damon was raised in the Central District and went away to college. And when he came back, he saw that the place he grew up in was very different. He also points to what he saw as a vibrant community and what he currently sees as that community being lost.
I'm torn because on one half, I knew Seattle was going to go through this change. I mean, if you were paying attention, you knew, you know, Seattle was going to blow up. But then on the other hand, it's sad because it's like, I feel like my culture is lost. There's nowhere I can go in the city right now where I feel ultimately comfortable. Not just because, I'm not saying, nobody else but Black people around. I'm not saying that, but it's like where my culture is accepted and I can lay back and chill and just be like, okay, I'm here. And you just feel like lost and alone at times. And it's daunting.
After you talked to Reverend Beaumonte and Damon Bomar, what did you come away thinking?
What really struck me is both of them want us to have the uncomfortable conversation about race. And it's not about what divides us, race as a line of division, but rather there are members of our community who are really struggling right now, and they want their voices to be heard, and they want to share ways that all of us could help make our combined community stronger. Some of the suggestions are start with know the history of the Central District and of the Black community here in Seattle, how it was thriving, how there are some really key figures who helped shape our city. And so by knowing the history, we can then work together to make sure that Seattle still has a place for all of our community members who helped make it a great city.
Jeff Shulman is an associate professor of marketing at the University of Washington. He spoke with Catherine Banwell of KUOW's Race and Equity team. Shulman produces the weekly Seattle Growth podcast. You can find a link with photos at our website, kuow.org. And just a note for our listeners, Damon Bomar, whose voice you heard on that podcast, is the caterer for an upcoming KUOW function, Ask a Newcomer.